Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, this month we are talking about finding your purpose. Because as we've previously discussed in podcast episodes this month, your motivation can fizzle, but it is your purpose that keeps you going. It is the purpose that is your fuel to stay motivated. Last week we talked about one of the most important things to creating a purpose-fueled happiness is learning to love yourself. If we don't love ourselves, and we're not our fan club presidents, we're not going to put love out into the world. And a lot of people in the mentoring work that I do, they don't know what their purpose is. They're like, I don't really know what I want to do. I don't really know what I'm good at. I don't think I'm good at anything. If you fall into the category of not really knowing what your purpose is, stay tuned because I'm going to be sharing these three essential questions that you need to ask yourself if this sounds like you. If you are grasping at finding what your purpose is in life, you need to ask yourself these three questions, and I will be sharing those in this episode. But first, I wanted to tell you guys story time about an incredible story that once I've heard it, it has stuck with me and really resonated as I have forged a new path in my career, in my life. But get ready to be inspired. In 1957, an entire monastery in Thailand was relocating, and they needed to move this huge old monk statue that was sitting outside, had a tin roof on the top, just covering it from some of the elements, but it was 9 foot tall. It weighed 5.5 tons. So as they were pulling it up on this pulley system with a rope, one of the sides slipped and the Buddha fell and it got cracked. So one of the monks got down and looked, and the sun came in and hit where the crack was, and there was a shimmer. And as he looked closer and they peeled away some of the clay and the plaster, they saw that it was gold. And before you know it, they pulled back that plaster and that entire Buddha statue was in fact made of solid gold. How the heck did it get outside in the elements and have no value? Historians believe that the Buddha had been covered with clay, plaster, by monks several hundred years earlier to protect it from attack by the Burmese army. But guess what? In that battle, they believe that not one of them made it out alive. So the secret of the gold inside the Buddha was gone. And it wasn't until 1957 when they were moving it and it fell and cracked on that corner did they see that it had so much monetary value, not only sacred value, but a crazy amount of monetary value. Actually, so much that they estimated it monetarily about $250 million. Okay, great. So what does that Buddha have to do with you? I believe we are all made out of gold on the inside. We are all worth so much to our Heavenly Father that He put us here to do things that only we could do. There are so many people that we can touch, that we can help. And once we figure out what our purpose is, we will be able to have so much joy and happiness in our lives. But the words we say to ourselves and the words we allow others to say to us are like plaster and clay. And they just pile up and they cover up our self-belief and our self-worth. Does that sound familiar? I mean, what clay is being used to cover up your gold? Do these statements ring true at all to you? I'm not that good at anything. This always happens to me. I'm always broke. this always turns out this way. You're going to fail. You're not as good as a mom as so-and-so. Your house does not look like what it should. You're going to not amount to anything. Your purpose is nothing. And all that is clay. All those words are just clay that's covering up the amazing gold that you are and the amazing gold that you have inside and that you have to give when you recognize what your purpose is. So what's stopping you from finding your purpose? The heaviest layer of clay is what we put on ourselves by what we think consciously and unconsciously. Now, if we've had a hard knock life, which a lot of people have, external influences could also add the clay onto ourselves, making us not believe in ourselves. Is it something that your parent or parents have said to you? Somebody at school has said something, teachers, bosses, coworkers, society, media, the church, government, corporations. Have any of those layered on clay to you? What we need to do is find that golden Buddha, find our higher purpose. It doesn't lie in the future. It lies with what's inside us right now. All we need to do to start chipping away at the clay and rediscovering those things we were passionate about when we grew up. When we reconnect with our why, we will have purpose-fueled happiness in our profession, in our job. Why are we doing what we do? If you don't know, you're not alone. There was a study done and about 25% of people know what their purpose is. So they're just going through the motions and not really living up to the measure of their full creation. But who created us? God. And he says he will help you figure out what your purpose is if you don't know. In Jeremiah, the good book, chapter 29, verse 11, it says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God knows what is inside. Even if you don't see it, even if the layers of clay and people's words and you're just covered in this plaster and you think you're dingy and not worth anything, God knows your worth. And when you figure out and you get a glimpse and a glimmer of that beautiful gold that's under there, you can find your purpose and you can help others find their purpose. One of my most favorite actors who we lost last year to cancer was Chadwick Boseman. And he says to an incredible quote to a graduating class. He said, hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on jobs, next steps, careers, further education, you would be better off to find a purpose than a job or a career. Your purpose crosses disciplines. It is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on this planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. He continues, quote, whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. What is your purpose? If you don't know, there are three questions to help you figure out what your purpose is. The first, what could you spend all day doing, extremely happy and extremely interested in? Like something that you get going and you are like, I love this. You forget to eat. You forget you need to go to the bathroom. Like, what is it? What's that one thing to you? Is it quilting? Is it cross-country skiing? What is that one thing? Maybe your purpose is tied to that one thing. So think about that. Number two, a question to ask yourself, if you are feeling like, I don't really know what my purpose is, what frost your cookies? To me, if you don't know what that means, what makes you mad? What are you passionate about? What works you up? Because that could be also linked to your purpose. A story that helps orchestrate this is there is a man named Christopher Pepper. He was a senior in high school, and a trembling, tearful friend told him that she had been raped by a classmate. He went on to say, quote, "I comforted as well as I could, and I left that conversation vowing that I would do something to keep this from happening to others." However horrific that was, that moment changed his life and gave him purpose. He kept the promise by becoming a peer rape educator in college and then a sex educator in the San Francisco public schools. So what makes you mad, what you're passionate about can be linked to what your purpose is. The third, can your hearts and those hurts that have broken your heart be turned into healing for others? This is a part of why I do what I do. What my purpose is to help others have hope and faith and happiness through their hard, because I have lived a lot of hard by the years that I have walked this earth, marrying a spouse that then had a relapse of bone cancer. And he was, part of Clint's purpose was his job and being able to provide for his family. Well, when he got cancer and it relapsed in December of 2011, we found out that he couldn't work. I mean, from 2011 to 2015, he didn't work at all. And he was always post-surgery, pre-surgery. He was on chemo, you can imagine all of the things that he was going through. And he felt, as a provider for a family, he felt worthless. He felt useless, and he didn't have a purpose, he felt. But it was his family. And his family was his purpose, but it didn't always fulfill him. But as I took to, for me, our social media and our story only started out first because people wanted to know how he was feeling and doing. So instead of like telling the same person over and over and over, I decided we started a Clint the Cancer Warrior Facebook page on Facebook. And then I started a YouTube channel, which used to be called Clint the Cancer Warrior Family. Now it's Camille Bauer. But then people were able to see, I thought, just our answers of how he was doing and how he was feeling. But then from his courage and his purpose to love his family and push through the hurt, it was able to show others that they can push through theirs. I remember, and I shared this before, if you're a follower and a friend of mine, that someone back east saw one of his things and wrote his name on a pack of cigarettes. And they quit smoking and they wrote us a message just saying, "I don't know you, but you inspire me and thank you." And that really hit close home to Clint. And for him, who wasn't working and he wasn't able to do what a man should do, provide for his family, him living with hope and happiness and the love that he had for his family to not dwell on the negative turned so many hearts and gave him purpose. And so at night, instead of him crying and being upset, once the kids went to bed, I would pull out my phone and be like, "Oh my gosh, look at this comment from so-and-so and so-and-so." And that gave him a renewed sense of purpose, that he wasn't just going through it for him and his little family. He was going through his hurt and his trial for so many others. And I know that's hard to hear if you're going through your own hard and your own hurt. I know at times I've been like, I am so sick of being the poster child for hard. Like, okay, Jesus, I'm done. I'm done with that part. I want to just turn the page. But I know our hurts and our heartaches can turn into purpose and hope for others. And maybe that's tied to your purpose in life, your passion in life. Those things that we go through help us learn and help us become better people. And your purpose might be tied to that. Clint's purpose was, my purpose is, We are all here and we all have a purpose and we all have gold on the inside and something to contribute that will help make us happier and make us feel like we make a difference. So in order to figure out your purpose, remember those three questions that I gave you today to ask yourself to help gauge what it is you want to do with your life. You are the CEO. You are the creator. If you have had hard, congratulations. You can learn. You can move forward. You can help others. Do you need more help figuring it out? I also do a free 30-minute discovery call. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, to see all the details on that. But figuring out your purpose and living in your purpose will create inevitable happiness. And I know that to be true. Switching gears, next month is the month of love, and we are going to be talking about how to find happiness in your relationships. That is next week's episode. So I look forward to seeing you. I love you guys. Don't forget, when it's hard, put on your big girl pants, and I'll see you next week.